I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we are back on the scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hour two with Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito. And as the music tells you, Willie's telling you we're hitting the road here. We're heading up north about 3 hours to Grand Haven, Michigan. We head on out to the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline in Melrose Park, Alpamonte Nissan on North Avenue, or at apnissan.com. There we find Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, founder of the Folds of Honor and the American Dunes Golf Course, which just opened most recently last weekend. And Lieutenant Colonel Rooney, we appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, blessed be with you. Good Saturday morning.
Thank you very much for being with us, Lieutenant Colonel. Boy, you had a great opening of the American Dunes Golf Course last week in Grand Haven, Michigan. As Mike said, about 3 hours from Chicago, so really an accessible place for a lot of our golfers, and I know you hope a lot of Chicagoans will come up there. But Jack Nicklaus designed the course. Give us a little thumbnail, Lieutenant Colonel, on exactly how this came about, what it is, and how it came about.
Well, Jack has an amazing ability to capture the moment. Whether that's winning majors or designing golf courses. And so I leaned into him on Sunday at the press conference. I said, Mr. Nicklaus, very reverent, I said, have you ever been to a golf course opening like this? And it probably takes him 7 or 8 seconds to reply. And he's just looking at me in the eyes. And he said, Dan, I've never been to anything like this in my life. And I think that captures it. You know, people who are listening this morning that love their country, that love God, that love the game of golf, there's never been anything done like American Dunes. It is unapologetically reverent to the stuff that matters to Mr. Nicklaus and myself in the Folds of Honor. And, you know, the irony is he's designed a unbelievable golf course up there in these sand dunes. Big relative elevation change. We're about 200 yards off the lake. We're in the dunes, so you can't see the lake. But the odyssey of the golf itself is awesome. But the irony is it's the fifth thing you're going to tell your buddy about American Dunes. You're going to talk about the fact that the only way in and out is through the Folds of Honor Memorial, and you start your day literally walking in the boot prints of soldiers who've been killed in action to defend our freedoms, and their family stories who are Folds of Honor recipients will be there. You'll talk about 1,300 every day at 1 o'clock. We play taps, the bell tolls 13 times. The whole club shuts down. We sing the national anthem every night at this place. I mean, it is just reverent to the stuff that matters to a whole lot of Americans that love the game of golf.
You know, and as you say that, it really it's something that doesn't really exist in the culture that much anymore. It used to be, you know, you'd go to school and sing the national anthem or say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag when you were a little kid. And I don't know that that's done anymore. So I think this is very, very cool for people who, you know, it's kind of been lost in the culture.
It has, you know, and it's a shame it's become controversial, right? And I want to hear, you know, one thing really loud and clear. This place isn't, you know, politically red or blue. It is red, white, and blue. It is a place to come together. right, and unify and play the game we love, honor these families who we do on every single hole on the entire golf course is dedicated to a soldier who's been killed in action, whose family is a Folds recipient. It's about hanging out in the Fighter Pilot Squadron Bar, which is, by the way, one of the coolest hangs you'll ever experience, the bar and restaurant there, and drinking your cold Budweiser out of an AIM-9 missile. I mean, there's just awesome stuff. Or sitting in the ejection seat or doing all these cool things. And it's, you know, to your point, it's about fellowship. And we don't have to agree on everything to be friends and come together. But, you know, regardless of that, it's the most heroic round you're ever going to play because you're not playing for yourself. You're playing on behalf of the 29,000 recipients at Folds of Honor. These are spouses and kids who we give scholarships to that get to go to school, who've had a loved one killed or disabled defending our freedoms. And, you know, I'm the father of five, and Jackie and my girls didn't sign up for the military, but they're along for the ride. We've been at it for 21 years as a fighter pilot, and it's about taking care of these families, and that's what makes this place so special.
We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, talking about American Dunes Golf Course in Grand Haven, Michigan, which just opened last Sunday, the grand opening, and Jack Nicklaus designed the course. And really, lots of fascinating backstories here, Lieutenant Colonel, that I'd love to dive in. But you mentioned Folds of Honor several times, and that is one of the coolest parts of this. And you kind of mentioned it a little bit in the last hour. So you guys are donating all of the annual profit to Folds of Honor, which is just amazing. And you guys have raised a ton of dough for supporting of military families.
Yes, we will, number one, every bit of profit that's made at this golf course goes back to support these families. And, you know, we just opened. I don't know what that means, but it will translate into thousands of scholarships over generations. We've been really blessed. We've got 12,000 tee times booked, and we've been open for 3 days.
Wow.
So it's incredible, the response. And then it just goes back. I think people need this, man. I mean, number one, we've been cooped up for a year. But number two, to come to a place and play golf that represents who you are and your beliefs, and to the Folds of Honor piece, you know, these 29,000 recipients that are in school, we've awarded now about $145 million in educational scholarships since we started, you know, above my garage 13 years ago, which is the same place, by the way, American Dunes started, right? It was an idea. It was a Hail Mary pass to Jack Nicklaus. And I met with him, you know, 3.5 years ago at the Bears Club, and he said, hey, I'm in. And I'll waive my $3 million fee, and my mouth, you know, hits the floor, and I'm like, oh, crap, what? Now what, right? I don't have any money. And didn't use a scholarship dollar, obviously, to do this, but had to go put together a group of people that believed in this place to stand behind what American Dunes represents. And, you know, one other really important fact about Folds that I skipped over, 41% of our recipients are minorities. And there's a lot of unrest, right, in Chicago, and trying to find equality among race, which is absolutely necessary. Humble opinion of mine, education is one of the few lasting bridges to get to that place. One more thing to appreciate about the Folds of Honor mission, that we got 13,000 minority recipients.
Yeah, it's terrific. And you started, I mean, give people a little background, the Folds of Honor, Patriot Golf Days, I mean, that started, as you said, 13 years ago. It's give us a little background on it, how it started and how it continues to this day, because it's a little bit, you know, the American Dunes Golf Course is an extension of that.
Yeah, we call them lines of effort as fighter pilots, so it's another line of effort, but Folds of Honor, you know, started on a flight out of Chicago O'Hare, and had no idea at the time when I boarded this United flight going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We pull up to the gate in Grand Rapids around midnight, and as we're pulling in, the captain announces that we're carrying the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland, who had been killed in Iraq, and that his identical twin brother, Corporal Brad Buckland, was in first class and had brought him home. And, you know, as a combat fighter pilot, I've done 3 tours of duty in Iraq as an F-16 pilot. You know, I've seen death in living color, but I'd never seen this side of war. I watched Brock's 4-year-old son watch his American flag draped coffin inch down the cargo ramp, and I knew I had to do something, right, for this young boy. And we turn to the game of golf as a golf pro. That's the game I know. And it's a benevolent game. And, you know, we hosted a little event. We had 60 people show up at our first event at the Grand Haven Golf Club, which is now American Dunes. And we raised $8,000. And I think, you know, this beautiful irony that I unlocked my life on that day, and really the ultimate mission of American Dunes is to inspire people to help others. But I think that's God's highest calling. I think that's why we're put on this planet, and to be able to memorialize where this all started with American Dunes and give it back. And hopefully when people finish playing, they walk out that door, and whether it's folds or just helping your neighbor or doing the right thing, that you're inspired to do that.
And then the Patriot Golf Days started there, where people were donating money on certain days to the Folds of Honor.
Yeah, and that's coming up. You know, we got our 13th annual coming up here on Memorial Day. That's an amazing demonstration of golf's power, right? Because we'll have thousands of golf courses across the country, tons of golf courses in the Chicago metro area, where we ask people to go play golf over Memorial Day weekend. And go to patriotgolfdays.com. So it's patriotgolfdays.com on your smartphone, and make a donation. And it's the, you know, it's the one round a year you're playing for somebody else. And it's you know, we've, you know, raised millions of dollars over Memorial Day weekend, and certainly encourage everybody to get out there. And if, you know, nothing else, it's the biggest hall pass that's ever been issued to get out. If your country needs you, you got to go play golf on Memorial Day weekend, and put a little reverence, quite frankly, into that holiday that's kind of been distilled down to the unofficial beginning of summer. It's burgers, it's beer, it's, hey, we're going to the lake or doing whatever. Without Memorial Day, we don't have any other holidays in this country, right? Without the men and women who have paid the sacrifices for our freedoms, we don't celebrate the way we do as Americans, and understanding that freedom is not free, if nothing else, on that holiday called Memorial Day.
Talking to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, founder of Folds of Honor, American Dunes Golf Course in Grand Haven, a really cool place. The website is American Dunes Golf Club. If you want to check it out and make the drive up there, certainly worth your time. And Lieutenant Colonel, I definitely wanted to ask you, because I have a million questions for you. You have such a fascinating story. I want to ask you about being a fighter pilot, but I have to ask you about Jack Nicklaus first, because I know he's a hero of yours, and you kind of briefly described the beginnings of this, but that has to be somewhat humbling and just super exciting, too, to be able to not only interact, but work directly with and very closely with somebody who was a childhood hero.
Yeah, and you always say it's dangerous to meet your hero. Right? Because we put them on such a pedestal, right? I can tell you that, you know, Jack and Barbara are 10 times the boyhood hero that I watched, you know, win majors in my little living room TV in Stillwater, Oklahoma with my dad. I mean, we were on the Jack bandwagon like so many people were. He's just an incredible guy. And so is Barbara, who I'd never had a chance to meet. And she is like so many of us that, you know, have been blessed to find a great spouse. She's the rock in that family. But I'll tell you, you know, I've met my fair share of famous people, on this walk at Folds. That's been kind of a fun byproduct of it. I've never met anybody I'm intimidated by, until Jack. And he's just, the guy's just larger than life, right? Even though he's, you know, 5'9", what he has done in sport is in the rarest air, right? I mean, it's in the Michael Jordan air there in Chicago. It's in the Michael Phelps realm. I mean, and to be around someone and, you know, look at him and think, you did that, is just awe-inspiring to me, really intimidating, but a wonderful guy, right? And I think that he is, he understands this, the prophecy, right? Too much is given, much is required, because he and Barbara just pour back into the world and don't have any reason to, right? Other than it's the right thing to do, and that's the kind of people they are. And he waived his $3 million fee to build American Dunes. And, you know, we kicked the tires and light the fire on a three-year journey that had a ton of struggle in it, too, right? This place was not a overnight success. Oh, yeah, everything works out perfectly. You know, besides COVID, you know, building a golf course with Jack, and he kept telling me along the way, it was like greatness rarely comes into your life, Colonel Dan, and when it does, you've got to seize it. And that translates into, this is going to cost more money. but he was all in, man. He would call his buddies. I would call my buddies. And never, you know, never left me as a wingman on my own, right? Once we started this project together, you know, we laughed together. We got frustrated together. We knew we were on this journey that God had put us together on. And, you know, it's a gift to do that. And with my dad also, who's 81, Jack's age, one of the greatest blessings of my life.
Well, and you also, real quick, we've got to go, but we wanted to ask you a little bit about your new book, Fly Into the World. Tell us real quickly about that, if you would.
Yeah, so Fly Into the Wind, it's the title says it all, right?
Yes.
Fighter pilots, yeah, we take off into the wind because we need resistance to ascend. Our lives are no different. You know, challenge, struggle is inevitable in our lives. How we deal with that will ultimately define our legacy. And this book is about my personal code of living. I call it CAVU, which is a fighter pilot acronym. It stands for Ceiling and Visibility Unlimited. So those perfect steel blue sky days. And the book is about helping people live an unlimited life. And I share my roadmap in there. And it's been extraordinary. It's helping so many people, and God has taken it just awesome places. It's a faith forward book. It's a self-help book. You can get it anywhere they sell books, Walmart, Sam's, Amazon, check it out. We got Father's Day coming up. It's a great gift for the dads and the sons out there in this world of inevitable struggle. But ultimately, that resistance is there to help us ascend. And I hope you guys ascend on this beautiful Saturday morning in Chicago.
Well, thank you. You know, it's such an honor to have you with us, Lieutenant Dan Rooney. Just an honor. And just thank you so much for not only being with us, but for all the work you are doing and that you have done for these families. It is an inspiring story. And I hope everybody in Chicago who plays golf can get up there eventually to American Dunes and check it out.
Yeah, it is. It's reverent. We built a different kind of church, and the doors are open. So come up there and see us on the lake. It's a beautiful place, and it stands for greatness and the stuff that matters in life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. We appreciate your time this morning. It really is, Barry, an impressive place. It's AmericanDunesGolfClub.com if you want to check out the website. The Lieutenant Colonel described all of the various different amenities there, but really, you're playing more than that. Really, you're playing the profits that the course makes goes to the Folds of Honor, which supports the families of those who lost their lives defending the United States. So it's really, it's a different kind of place. He said it. It's got the Jack Nicklaus design, lots of Jack Nicklaus touches there, and that's cool. I mean, I could have asked him another 10 questions, Barry, but we'll have to have him on again sometime to
right.
talk about that.
And Mike, you know what I wanted to mention in terms of a travel thing for our listeners, you know, the little curve around Lake Michigan heading north to Grand Haven is has got a lot of cool golf courses on the way, so you could, or on the way back. So Harbor Shores in Benton Harbor is another Jack Nicklaus course where they play the Senior PGA Championship every once in a while. There's Hawkshead Golf course, an Arthur Hills course in South Haven, Michigan, which is about an hour south of Grand Haven. You've got two courses in South Bend, the Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. which hosted a senior U.S. Open a couple of years ago. And then the Blackthorn Golf Course, also in South Bend. We had Tim Firestone, who runs that course on last year.
Sure.
And then a couple of hours north of Grand Haven is Arcadia Bluffs, which has two very highly ranked golf courses there. So that's a bit more of a hike, but certainly two courses that anybody who's into golf would want to play. So
yeah, and it's a cool story. It's a great looking place. It's just opened, and it's the quick drive to southwestern Michigan up to Grand Haven to check out American Dunes Golf Course. So that was quite an on the road again there, Barry. I enjoyed that thoroughly, and I hope our listeners did as well. Lots more fun coming up here on the remainder of the Scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. At 7:40, we'll talk to Mike Small, the head coach at the University of Illinois, who won yet another Big Ten championship last week. We'll talk to Coach Small at 7:40 and more when we return on the Wells Fargo Championship with Barry and me, Mike Esposito, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to The Scorecard with Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
And this is The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Could let this play out a little bit, Barry. This also qualifies as North Carolina music, where the tour is this weekend at the Wells Fargo.
It does. The great John Coltrane playing My Favorite Things. Who knew? It's awesome. I mean, the diversity of the North Carolina music scene and history is great. You got your Charlie Daniels, you got your Eric Church, you got your Avett Brothers, and then you got John Coltrane.
Yeah.
Really good.
And Ron Green Jr., our previous guest, mentioned it. We are still yet to talk to Mike Small, the head golf coach at the University of Illinois, in our Swing Thoughts segment to close out the show here at 7:40, but lots of cool stuff, Barry, and we had gotten some texts from listeners here at 312-644-6767. Text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Lots of people enjoyed our travel segment with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Again, American Dunes Golf Course is the name of the new course that just had its grand opening last Sunday, if you'd like to check it out. We appreciate all the texts we also got, and you know, we maybe should get back to this right now, Barry. We had mentioned lots of people looking for public courses that are beloved and reasonably priced. I mentioned Cantini earlier. We had talked about an 847 texter here says that he lives in Kenosha, but he travels down to Waukegan and Wadsworth a lot. Bonnybrook, he mentions. This guy's name is Tim. So, Tim, thank you for texting that in. And down in southern Illinois, near eastern Illinois in Mattoon, Meadowview Country Club. So, yes, we definitely have our downstate listeners that participate in in the show, and we appreciate your participation, your text here to the scorecard.
Yeah, there's a lot of good courses around. You know, he mentioned Bonnybrook. That's a cool golf course. And then another one up there is, of course, Thunderhawk is on the list here. But another one that's good is Shepherd's Crook up in, the, I think it's the last exit before you get to Wisconsin. So as you're coming north from Illinois. So that's a really cool golf course. So, and a lot of the courses, people want to know, hey, how, what can I play for a reasonable price? Well, you know, who knows what's reasonable, but it used to be, you know, before the everybody started playing golf and there were no tee times left, you could get on a course a little bit more inexpensively during kind of quiet times, as Ron Cassidy was explaining earlier, you know, right, an hour before the twilight rates started, and then right after noon, between noon and 2 o'clock. So I think that's still possible in some places, but you know, golf is in demand. So as we know, prices go up when demand goes up.
Yep.
So so you got to check it out. You know, it'd be interesting. A lot of times, you know, people would use golfnow.com. So that's a cool app where you go on and you, I don't think a lot of courses like it, but for excess tee times, and they can get a deal,
right,
on the app. And, you know, that's, that used to be able to, you used to be able to get a real good deal on that. So I don't know, it'd be interesting to have texters text in if that really works anymore, because, you know,
yeah,
I don't know that it does. So
yep,
we'll see.
Now, and a few other mentions here, too, Barry. Cardinal Creek in Beecher was mentioned. We have a quote. This texter, we appreciate you. He puts regular public golfer in quotes because he is one of those in the west suburbs. He likes Prairie View and Byron Village Links and Glen Ellen Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. Village Links in Glen Ellen is terrific.
Yep. So so certainly at Oak Meadows in Wooddale is mentioned as well. Tail Ridge in Yorkville is mentioned for our friends to the southwest of Chicago. So certainly, as you said, there's courses all over the place. I mean, and just on our travel segment, as we were talking to Lieutenant Colonel Rooney, to get up to Grand Haven, you're going to drive past a bunch of them just on your way. You can make a week of it. You could if you just there's plenty of places to stay up and down the eastern edge of Lake Michigan there in southwestern Michigan.
Correct. And Mike, if you drive even farther north, it's heaven on earth up at some of those golf courses up in you know, near Traverse City and even north of Traverse City.
Yep.
You know, so that's we should do a travel segment on that. It's a bit of a hike. You know, you got to get in the car and you got to point it straight and you got to go. But
yeah,
once you get there, you want to spend a week up there and just have an unbelievable golf experience up in northern Michigan.
I would love to do that, and I know a lot of our listeners would as well. So future travel segments certainly coming your way here on the scorecard. And coming up next on the show, Mike Small from the University of Illinois, the head golf coach, yet another Big Ten championship for the Illini last week. We'll talk to Coach Small on our Swing Thoughts segment next. It's Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito right here on the scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Just let it happen. Be the ball. Be the ball, Danny. You're not being the ball, Danny.
Well, it's kind of difficult with you talking like
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm not talking. Stop talking.
And now, the scorecard presents Swing Thoughts, some free advice from the best teachers in the game.
And we are back on the scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. And who better to talk to teach us the lowly golfer out there hacking than a championship coach at our favorite university down in Champaign, the University of Illinois. We go out to the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. You can find him on Twitter if you like, at MikeSmall4. He is the head golf coach at the University of Illinois. Mike Small joins us on the scorecard. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. It's so great to have you. And I think Mike Esposito didn't give you a really long introduction, because if we gave you an introduction, it would take up the entire segment. Because what Mike Small, I think people who are listening need to understand what Mike has achieved at the University of Illinois. Native of Danville, Illinois, you're a member of the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame. You've been the golf coach there since the year 2000, two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year. You were the National Coach of the Year in 2015. But the most remarkable thing, and you were on the 1988, you were a member of the 1988 Illinois Championship team with your buddy Steve Stricker, who remains a good friend. You just won the sixth consecutive Big Ten Championship, 11th out of the last 12. I could go on, Mike. I could go on. So let's talk a little bit about your team this year and what you've just accomplished. And you know you're going on to the NCAA tournament in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's been a challenging year and an exciting year at the same time, with COVID stopping us in our tracks last spring and then having to shut her down for about 11 months. And the guys just kind of trying to figure out what they're going to do with their time and how they're going to prepare and how to get better. And then come back to school in the fall, and weren't allowed to play a competitive schedule in the fall due to COVID, but the guys were on campus. So we got a lot of good work in. They played some individual events on their own. And then this spring, the NCAA opened up golf to play a national schedule. So it was an exciting spring from that standpoint, that we got to get back together, share the common goal of getting better and seeing how good we can be, and then competing all spring all over the country. And then it culminated last week, obviously, to this date with another Big Ten championship down at Crooked Stick Golf Club. And now we prepare to go to the NCAA regionals again, and then hopefully to a 13th straight national finals appearance, which would be pretty cool for these kids.
Yeah, you've got some great players on the team, Mike. And who kind of has led the charge for you, since you started this year, and if you have a most improved player?
Well, to leading the charge, you kind of led by committee, I guess you can say. We have two fifth-year COVID seniors that came back for their fifth year, because obviously last year was canceled, so they allowed seniors to come back. Michael Fiegels and Giovanni Tadiato came back and wanted to leave as a four-time team Big Ten champion. And they wanted to leave that legacy. They wanted to keep the streak going, so they came back. And they've brought a lot of experience. You know, they played in the Final Four. We played at Rich Harvest when they were freshmen a few years ago, and they bring a lot of positive and success over the last 4 years. You bring that experience and that talent, along with two juniors on our team, Adrian Dumont Deschassart, who was this year's co-Big Ten Player of the Year, and then Tommy Cool, a strong young player from Morton, Illinois. And then a sophomore, Jerry G, from the Netherlands, over in Europe, that came into Illinois as a top 50 amateur in the world, not just a top 50 junior player in the world, but top 50 amateur. And he's finding his traction. He's got obviously a great 3 years ahead of him. So it was kind of lead by committee. All five of those guys, I think three of them won or two of them won, and all five led it different tournaments throughout the year, and it's kind of been that way. But Michael and Adrian kind of came to the top at the end and had the most solid spring. But again, we got a deep team, and that's kind of been our MO for a number of years, and it was again this year.
Talking to Mike Small from the University of Illinois, the head golf coach, 11 of the last 12 Big Ten champions, including this year, six in a row. I jokingly referred to you guys earlier, Mike, as the New England Patriots, and Barry got a good chuckle out of that. But I mean it. I mean it as a compliment, right? In that you guys are consistently up there and consistently good. How do you, as the coach of the team, how did you build the? How do you feel that you sustain this? I mean, you obviously put in a ton of work, but what to you are the keys in keeping this at this level?
Well, yeah, thanks. And that was our goal 20 years ago when I started coaching, when I came off playing and wanted to try to build something special at the school, obviously where I played at. We wanted to build a program. We didn't want to build just a good team every couple of years, 3-4 years. We wanted to build a program that could sustain itself and continue a high level of play over time. And that's hard to do in college sports, let alone in a warm weather sport up in the north part of the country, because traditionally – Big Ten teams and baseball and golf, sports you have to play outside They would be competitive for a year or two, and then they kind of rebuild for two or three, and then build, get some seniors, and then be competitive. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But we wanted to set the bar a little higher and see if we could do something more consistently. And it took us probably 6-7 years to reach that level. You know, we'd finished runner up in the Big Ten three times in the first four years here, or 5 years, and then took about year seven where we actually started. Or eight, where we started winning and building that mindset. But it takes that long to build a culture. It takes that long to build the bones of a program and to, you know, set the schedule and get the fundraising where you need it, and the alumni development and the facilities, which are huge. And it takes time to build all that, the framework of something that's consistent. And I think, you know, obviously now after 20 years and, you know, we've been to 12 national finals in a row. I mentioned we're going for 15 next week. That's currently second in the country. The current streak is 13 by Texas. We have 12. So we're in good company nationally, second in the entire country of making those. And then I think we're second in the country if you average out the last 11 or 12 NCAA finals average finishes. So we've established some consistency not only in the Big Ten but also nationally over that time. And I think it dates back to our plan and our way we want to set this program up, where you have to build it from the ground, build it from the inside out, and so it can sustain some consistency, let alone in a climate where it's traditionally not been done.
Mike, you talk about the climate, but you have a great practice facility down there that I know, you know, Steve Stricker helped you build, and tell us a little bit about that. I've not been down there to see it, but I know I've heard it's just fantastic. So tell us a little bit about that, and that's been going for a few years now.
Yeah, we've had the indoor facility since 2008, I believe, and you need to come down and see it. I mean, it's awesome. It's special when the current coach can build a facility that kind of mirrors the way he or she would train the players. Not like coming in and already having a facility built, especially in golf, because golf, you can teach golf and train golf in different ways and put an emphasis on different parts of the game. And obviously, me kind of heading this project and building this facility, an indoor facility in 08, and then a outdoor facility maybe 5 or 6 years ago, which is just off the charts, 24 acres, all-inclusive training center. It's not a range, it's not a golf course, but you'd think it's both if you showed up and looked at it. Right on campus, and it kind of mirrors the way that I think the game should be played and learned. It's just been awesome for us. Our guys can practice and train all year round, see balls fly all year round, and just get after it and just see how good they can be. And I think that's important for every program to have. Now I think almost every Big Ten program has some kind of elite training center, which is important, obviously, in the climate we're in, because we want to show our student athletes and our players that we're doing everything that we can do to help them become great and give them a chance to play professional golf someday. And that's kind of what's turned into, you know, these kids get a great education along with chasing their dreams. So it's a great place to hang out every day. It's a great place to build relationships with these players and offer our advice and offer our experience and couple it with a great facility to see how good they can be.
All right, Mike. Now here's the $64,000 question. You know, you've got all these credentials. You're great. You're in the Hall of Fame. But what can you do to help our local golfers, people who are out there hacking around 15 handicappers? You know, maybe this guy's got a single handicap. What can be done? What can you do to help us?
kind of an
open-ended more question for you, Mike.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, a little more specific than that, but boy, there can be a whole range of issues there. But you know, this time of year, when guys are just getting out and starting to play again, and the courses are opening up about 3 or 4 weeks now, and they're starting to play a little more. Obviously, you know, hopefully they've done their due diligence during the wintertime and stayed in shape and stayed, you know, kept their flexibility up, so that when they come out this time of year, they're ready to go and that they can actually get some positive feedback from their golf game. But, you know, fundamentals are a huge part of the game, especially at the start of the year. And I believe in mirror work. I think mirror work's a great thing this time of year. When you guys are starting to play a little bit, their setup, ball position, posture may not be where they want it to be because they haven't played for 4 or 5 months. I think it's important to establish those things first, obviously. And mirror work, we have mirrors all over our facility where guys continually check the pre-shot fundamentals. It sounds boring. It sounds trite. It's not like it's cutting edge technology, but it sure is true, especially this time of year. And then obviously, you know, you get moving and then you solidify those fundamentals. I think this time of year is a very important time for the better players, at least, to maybe track their distances on their irons to see where they've improved or not from last fall. So they go out and play. They actually, after a couple of times, get an idea of how far they're hitting their shots. And, you know, obviously distances with the wedges and things like that. And then I believe the short game and putting is where I think the foundation of the game is. If I was going to teach my young son again or teach youth to play the game, I would personally start from the hole backwards. I know a lot of people like to go out and say, especially nowadays, just rip that driver, hit it as far as you can, bomb it out there, and then we'll worry about the other stuff later, get the distance. I'm kind of partial to the old school thought of let's learn the game from the hole backwards. Let's have fun. Let's master the 3-, 4-, 5-foot putt, and the 8-foot putt, and then the 15-foot putt, and let's learn how to lag putt, and let's learn how to bump and run, you know, hit pitches, and then chips and pitches, and then flop shots. Kind of work from the hole backwards and build some creativity, some imagination, and some stability from the hole backwards, which I think when they start playing the game, and even adults when they start playing the game, it'll give them a little more positive reinforcement that they're getting the ball up and in around the hole and scoring well and actually moving along the golf course instead of just, you know, kind of stalling out around the green. And that's what I believe for young players or beginners or people starting out in the springtime is, you know, work on those fundamentals. Obviously, get a feel for where your game is, and then obviously work from the hole backwards. Really get some creativity and some fun. And I know as a junior athlete and basketball player, I'd love just to shoot hoops. I didn't like to do all the dribbling drills. I didn't like to do all the passing drills, but I'd love to shoot. And in golf, you love to chip and putt and see the ball go in the hole and get some positive reinforcement that way. So this time of year, that's kind of 3 or 4 ideas I think that would be good for these people to do and amateurs to do, excuse me, and enjoy the game that way.
I sure. think that's such great advice, Mike. Such great advice from the hole backwards, you know, chipping and putting. It's so much a part of the game, and that it's something that we don't always get to do. But if people can find a course where they can chip and putt, that really can make a difference in your game. I agree with you 100%. And you can do it whether you're old or you're young or you're, you know, have great flexibility or not. Anybody can chip and putt, and it is such a part of the game, and it does give so much positive reinforcement.
Well, and that's right. And you can do it with other people too. You can have competitions. You can have fun with your kids or your friends and just not sit on the range and pound balls. Although that's important. Don't get me wrong. It's important to hit the golf ball well and to get the good fundamentals that way and to get some momentum on the range. But just to have some fun around the putting green, the chipping green, and have closest to pin stuff and up and downs and putting. I think that's a really positive way that can really show improvement in your game quicker than anything.
Hey, Mike, well, we really appreciate your time this morning and congrats on the Big Ten Championship and continued success. Great job down there at U of I. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Always happy to help. Keep in touch.
Thank you, Mike. All right.
That's Mike Small. And Barry, before we get out of here, I'd like to remind our listeners to log on to the CDGA website, cdga.org/contest. Register to win a CDGA season starter pack. In the pack, you get an Imperial hat, towel, and zero friction super tube with Spectrum Mat balls, tees, and a universal fit glove. Everything you need to start the season. As you can tell with the music, we are out of time. Barry, thank you for another great week. We thank to our guests, Ron Cassidy, Ron Green Jr., Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, and Mike Small from the University of Illinois for joining us. Another great show, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mike, for your awesome leadership.
We appreciate it, Barry. Thanks to Adam Studzinski also for holding all this together back at the Score Studios. Early Odds is next, Inside the Clubhouse after that. Thank you for listening to The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.